Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Shari Jewish Shar Aleph Ois Chav Tez, Shir number 47. Rabbi Yoina is telling us the importance of keeping your eyes down. Look down. A person who wants to do tshuva, he wants to be a Baal tshuva, he wants to be a person coming closer to Hashem, that his aveira should be wiped away totally. It's not just Vidui Charata and Aziva Sachet. It's not just to feel bad what he did, leaving the chait behind, confess to Hashem. We said there are different dargas, there are different levels of tshuva. That is important. That is required. But the Baal tshuva that wants to go on the higher madrega, to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure that his aveiros will be totally wiped away, as we said over from Achav. Achav did a tshuva. Achav HaRasha did a tshuva. And he acted with humility as well. And because of that, he postponed the wrath of Hashem to come to the next generation as opposed to his generation. However, had he done a proper tshuva, that punishment would have been erased totally. The Baal tshuva should be looking downward as an expression of humility. We find this also from the Ramban in the same letter once again, that the Ramban tells us as well, that a person should speak softly, should be bent, and his eyes should look downward to the ground, while his heart is looking up towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And all of this is once again an expression of humility. You could find people sometimes in their personality, of their movements. Are they walking like an Anav? Are they walking like a Baal Gaiva? V'yutamid einav shachos. The Baal Tshuva, his eye should always be focused downward. Ka'inyan shenemar v'shachi naim yoshia. As Eiv, as Pasuk says in Eiv, chav beiz, chav tes. V'shachi naim. Hashem will save those who are downcast with downcast eyes. They're looking downward. What's the understanding? The understanding is that a person is doing physical actions to arouse the feelings of anivus. And it's not a fake thing. He's not an anav. Why is he doing these things? No, he's working on himself. He's trying to climb the ladder of anivus. He's working just like a person goes to the gym. He does exercise and he's doing the machine here and the machine there. He's working on himself. Here, so too, the person is working on himself, and he's looking downward. Now, once again, I've said this many times, and I'm going to repeat it again and again. The Yetzirah knows that we're involved with this limud. The Yetzirah knows that we're talking about anava. Sometimes the Yetzirah says, I missed out. They're already learning Shari Tshuva. What a chash of a sefer, says the Yetzirah. Let me get them a different way. Let me get them to be too involved in the wrong way and get them depressed. Let them look down to the ground. Let them not be happy. Let them not put a smile on their face. That's the way the Yetzirah at times gets involved with the person doing the mitzvahs. And there's a tremendous benefit of behaving in such a way. V'simonei hachno k'moy manerach v'hakol namoch v'shichas ha'ayin yas kiruhu lachnias liboy. Like we just mentioned, when the person talks softly and he talks with edelkeit, he talks with sweetness, and he looks down, these things will remind him. It will remind the person to act with hachna, with humility, as opposed to the person that's screaming on a regular basis. He loses himself. He doesn't have control. He has no relationship to this whole concept of hachna, of humbling himself, of looking down, of getting closer to Hashem, because he only looks to himself to better himself and to put other people down. This is the benefits of a person talking with hachna, walking with hachna, thinking with hachna, and behaving with hachna. Mitzvah Hashem, the next share will begin the ninth principle of tshuva, shiras ha'taiva ha'gashmias, the breaking of one's physical desires. Mitzvah Hashem next time.